Konnichiwa, it's episode 12. We're going to Tokyo, so stay tuned. It's going to be good.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I acted like I had hair. I was like, new hair? Just bought it.
Okay, I bought it.
Yes, it is Sunday. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show for AfterBuzz TV. We are live, and it's my favorite day of the week. I'm here with my girls. I am your host, Hollywood Land.
And I'm Miss Conversation Peace. I'm so glad to be back with you guys.
It's so nice to be all together again.
I know.
What's up, guys? I am your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about. Yes. It's going to be a fully loaded show. We're talking Nene and Tanya. We're talking about Candy's Dungeon. Hey. We're making fun of Marlo because she got all of her clothes left in the United States, which is kind of funny.
That's my worst nightmare. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's my worst nightmare. I would have a horrific trip.
Yeah.
You guys would not even want to be near me because I would be pissed. Mm. It would just come out. It would all come out.
I think I'd be okay. I think if I had as much money as Marlo, I think I could it work.
If I had Candy's credit card.
Exactly.
All right, well, we're going to talk about, we have a lot to dig into. We're going to have a news and gossip sections and tweets. But first of all, I want to talk about Nene on Lip Sync Battle. She was giving life to RuPaul, everything, who is like one of my biggest idols. So let's play the clip. She did fabulous.
Yes. I didn't know she could work it like that.
I know. She is working it. I love it.
She used, well, strip.
Yeah. That's a performance. I'm not surprised she could perform.
Great job. Amazing.
She did that.
I just wanted to bring that in there because, I mean, it got kind of ugly tonight, so I wanted to give some lightness to the after show. Show Nene when she's good, she's good. I loved her RuPaul little stint. It was fabulous. It's good to see them outside of the show. So let's get into it. We have a lot to talk about. After a lot of themed parties and some fights, now we're getting on a plane together, which seems like such a good idea. We open with a sexy shoot, some commercial. We see Candy. We see a dungeon. And we're ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, Candy's always working. This dungeon, she's, I guess, playing. Does she really have a dungeon in her house? Or was that what Portia was making up?
I think she does have a dungeon in her house. And this is her way of slowly letting her freak flag fly.
Well, she's already been a freak.
I just know her and Todd have, like, bomb sex. Like, you cannot convince me otherwise.
That's relationship goals, right?
They really are, man. Like, they look happy, you know. I'm like, yes, here for it.
They're content. They're doing the damn thing.
Good for them. You know what? I feel like sometimes as artists, it's hard to express ourselves as much as we're hamming it up all the time. I feel like sometimes it's just a little bit hard to let the truth out. So we vocalize it in certain ways. And obviously this commercial, this show is going to be banging. I mean, I got Don Juan tweeting me, replying to me.
Oh, yes.
I talked about how Candy didn't have a storyline. He was quick to come on the internet and say, we do have a storyline. And if it wasn't for Candy, you wouldn't have anything to talk about. So I love it.
Don Juan. Skype us, boo.
Hey, DJ. He came for me. I've been trying to get your attention for a minute. So
Don't say that, Don Juan. Okay.
I really like this. I like that Candy was like, look, I'm just going to let you know. You are a little bit shady. And they're calling you out on it. And in this group, this is going to happen. Like, any little thing will blow up and be something. So you got to kind of acknowledge it, Eva.
How did she not know this, though? Like, did she not watch the show before she got on the show?
She watched it and she's pretending.
Yeah. Also, how are you going to call yourself Eva the Diva and act like we didn't see you on America's Next Top Model acting a damn mess and then be like, oh, I'm just all about love and light. Like, girl, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know.
Yeah, I mean, I think she clearly is two-faced, but I like the fact that Candy was really, you know, kind of acting as a sister and be like, look, girl, if you don't keep it real, then they will
keep it real for you, right?
Exactly. Y'all are coming for Marlo already in the chat. I see you guys. She's never going to get a peach. I know, but let's at least give her some time.
Do you think she will ever get a husband?
I don't know. It's hard. It's hard when you put yourself out there on TV like that. Someone's got to really accept you for you. Flaws and all, you know what I mean? It's hard in the public eye. It's hard out here for a pimp. As they say, Eva isn't too happy with Portia, but Eva needed to be called out.
Yeah.
So at least Candy gave it to her straight. You're shady. Own it. This is like a common theme in Housewives franchises. If you don't own it, they're going to come after you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Own what you say, girl. And just know, when you throw shade, it could be turned into something really, really big. So just always make sure that you're playing by the rules. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it's just reality TV, period. Like, it can be any show. If you say something, it's going to come back to bite you. So you might as well just own it and just be that evil person or that shady person that you really are.
I just kind of feel like it's Eva just grasping for a storyline, to be honest.
To be shady?
Yeah, well, no, trying to make, like, a big thing out of Portia.
Yeah, making beef with Portia, because I'm like, this was something that is like saying hello to them. It's calling each other shady. So
Didn't say hello right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm calling you out.
Exactly. So I'm just like, all right, girl, we get it.
Yeah, I don't think she thought that, like, Eva was gonna, Portia was gonna, like, come back at her like that. That's why she kind of called her out, I think, at the little dinner.
You know what bugs me about Portia, though, is just like this. I want to move on real quick. The Nene and Portia scene. I didn't even write anything down, but I just remembered it. I feel like sometimes it can be a little frickin' frack, especially tonight. It seemed a little unauthentic. Like, was it really that funny? Were y'all really cracking up that bad? So I feel like sometimes Portia gets on my nerves she's a little fake sometimes.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, I just feel like with stuff like that, obviously we know that things are edited and whatnot. For all we know, that conversation could have been 30 minutes long and they just, like, clipped and put things together.
It was just a little, like, the laughing reminded me a little bit of her and Phaedra when they were just laughing for no reason for, like, 25 minutes.
I'm excited to talk about Phaedra. It wasn't that funny.
But let's just talk about this. Everyone's getting on a plane with labels. I see Fendi. I'm seeing Balenciaga.
Yes, honey.
Oh, my God. Well, Marlo's bag got lost, which is kind of funny.
It's a nightmare when that happens, though.
I know, but it's funny because
she looks really good, though. She looks really great. That Fendi outfit was really cute this time.
When her wig was about to fall off.
Please secure your wigs. In 2019,
the wig was kind of weird.
It was loose.
I could see underneath them, like, the little.
No, I saw that lace so quick. I said, "Oh, there it is." But I need you to secure your lace, especially when you have your wig, especially when you have that many inches, because it's heavy. Mm-hmm. You know.
I want to talk about something that happened really quickly. For Portia forgetting Cynthia's man's name. And the tattoos thing, because she talked about how she got a matching tattoo as well. And I want to do a poll. Would you get a matching tattoo with your significant other? Let us know in the chat. Give us a tweet at Hollywood Leon at AfterBuzz TV. Let us know.
Do you want us to answer or them?
Well, I want everybody's answer. I feel like it's a total jinx. In my opinion, I would never do that.
I don't even want to share a bedroom with my man. So, I don't know.
You want a separate room?
Yes. I want to be left alone. Why do you think I want to get something tattooed of you on me? No.
You know what? I agree with everything except separate bed. Separate bathrooms. That's the way to a good relationship. Separate bathrooms. I don't know about separate bedrooms, though. But sometimes you do need a break, though.
Yeah. You got to have your man cave and your girl cave. I think that's what you
do. Exactly. You got to send them to the couch. Sometimes, you know?
The dog.
So we're in Japan, obviously. These girls are crazy, except for Cynthia, because she's worldly. Like, there's freaking sushi and sashimi everywhere. Mm. Like, just amazing food. And these girls are turning their noses up. Like, really? No, there's no fryer.
Didn't we have an issue with them and then...
They were like the same way in Spain. Yes. They are sweet, but they are country bumpkins. But I love them.
Listen, if you go to another country, y'all gotta be respectful of how they do things there.
They were late. They didn't want to eat the food.
You can't be like complaining and like...
Although they do have tempura in Japan, so that's why I was like, she should have a fryer.
No, that's like, tempura in the United States. Yeah. I think when you go to like Japan, they're
tempura,
like...
Though.
It's like how a gordita... cheesy gordita crunch is not a thing in Mexico.
Exactly. But like, well, I'm going to eat fried rice if I go to Tokyo.
Have tempura in Japan.
I would have just been like, can I just get a chicken teriyaki bowl? Because I wouldn't want to embarrass myself. Right. I mean, I'm not talking for me because I would have eaten all of it. I'm a huge sushi lover. Yeah. I love sashimi. It's fantastic. I love it all. I love when it's smoked, when it's cured, when it's raw. Like, I can do it all. I'm not scared of any mercury.
I'm like candy. I'm so picky. So I would stick to what I know, like fried rice and egg rolls.
I love sushi.
I mean, that's sushi bar.
I love sushi. However, like sushi, there are other things that are also Japanese.
I would get veggie sushi. You know, I'm a vegetarian, so it would be kind of hard for me.
Portia was getting veggie sushi because she's pregnant and she can't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
I was going to say there's other things in Japanese food besides sushi, so, you know, they're just not the sushi chicks.
There's plenty of things.
It's just like when they're like, ooh, I don't know about this, I was like, y'all are so tacky on the left.
And I love shabu shabu. Have you guys ever had shabu shabu?
Yes.
No. I love shabu. That's when you put the meat in like the water.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
There's other things you can eat.
You know what?
What else can you eat if you're vegetarian?
Okay, these vegans, baby vegans, y'all be getting on my nerves, okay? And it's not like I'm against it. I had a veggie burger today, but I also had a sausage McMuffin for breakfast. I'm a champion.
Balance.
Okay. Exactly. It's just the breakfast of champions. All right, we're going to move on. Hi, everybody in the chat. Okay, so let's do a little fashion segment.
Yeah.
I want to know about the girls looking good in Japan. Harajuku girls.
Let's work. Let's work.
I said dance floor.
You did. I was like, go off, remix.
Go off.
Dance floor.
They look cute.
Yes, they do. Okay, so that's Tanya. Looks really cute. I like that bright yellow bag. Yeah. It's working for me. As you can see, I liked it at the corner, left-hand corner. Follow me on Instagram. At Hollywood Leon on the Insta.
Goodbye.
That's Marlo. I liked it as well. Fendi.
That's a nice travel outfit.
Is it, though? That seems a little too upscale for the plane.
I'm just saying, a 14-hour flight.
I would be comfy in Balenciaga.
It looks like it'll keep you warm. Sweatpants. You know how you need a blanket on the plane?
Girl, she's not wearing any pants.
She's wearing freaking heels.
Right?
Okay, so
you're going to be sitting down.
Hold on. For those who are listening to us on iTunes, we're watching photos of the girls on the plane and out in Japan. And Marlo lost her bag, so she doesn't have anything to wear. So she's wearing a Fendi outfit.
Well, she got on the plane with this, so she hadn't lost her bags yet, honey. This is her outfit she picked.
There's Portia, Prego, beautiful. I like the fan. It's a little too far away for us to see the details, but it's still a good photo.
Yeah.
And that's Nini right before she went crazy.
Like a kimono.
I like the long hair. I like the lightness of the look, but it's not my favorite look.
It's a little busy for me.
Yes, and then we have a group shot because I couldn't get Eva by herself and Cynthia by herself. But these are the girls up close. Who do we vote for? I personally am going for Tanya. I liked her clapback, and I like her fashion.
I kind of like Portia and Tanya.
Yeah. I was going to say, I really like Tanya's because it was very, like, I feel like wearable Harajuku girl style, you know?
Portia's outfit is, like, what I would wear to the airport.
Portia's outfit's cute because I feel like it kind of pays homage to the culture a little bit, but it's, like, very toned down, like, chill. Yeah. So I thought that was cute.
Erica, who do you vote for best dressed?
I like Tanya.
Okay, perfect. And for the poll on the tattoos, yay or nay, would you tattoo your partner's tattoo on your body?
It depends on what it was. Like, if he had a really cool dragon, yes. If he had something lame, like a butterfly, no.
Hell no. No.
I would never get my guy's name on me, but possibly a matching tattoo. I don't think that's much of a jinx because it's not necessarily the name, but it could be like, oh, we're getting tattoos together. Like, I've done it with my friend. We got tattoos together.
I like that idea, but adding someone's name or something like that, that's weird.
Yeah, like, I would never do a name, but at the end of the day, it has to be an artwork that I like because it's going to be on my body forever.
Like, Nick Cannon put MC on his body from Mariah Carey, and then afterwards he's like, well, that means Cannon.
He put the whole name, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
But then he turned that into a phoenix or something. Ugh, guys. You need to learn from these celebrities. Guys, don't do this. Y'all for in the chat, I was talking about the conversation with Nini and Portia. I feel like sometimes that extra laughter, that boisterous, gregarious behavior, that's fake to me, okay? Her whole persona isn't fake. She's obviously not that fake of a person. She does do a lot of fake things, so that's what I have to say about that.
Portia keeps it real.
She does keep it real, but sometimes, like, it's not that funny.
Yeah.
Okay?
And, why do you sound like a hater?
And sometimes you're not that cool. You know what I mean? Like, all these, like, right. boom, like, an 808 jokes, and then you're, like, coming after Shamari.
Yes.
We hate no Shamari, girl.
I love Shamari. All right, let's talk about this. Aya. I vote for her for MVP because she was hysterical.
She did get not on have the bus.
Get on the bus.
She told them. Get on the bus. She does not care about those divas. She was like, get on the bus right now. You guys, don't be late. Like, let's go. She was trying to leave them.
We like are her. In another country. We need to respect the culture. Yes. She seriously said, be punctual. Please do not be late. It is very disrespectful. We are doing a million things. It's not even like that we're in Japan. Like, just don't be late.
Yeah.
You're an entertainer. You're in the business. Are you late to an audition? No. Are you late to a Steven Spielberg's meeting? No. So you shouldn't be late for Aya because she was keeping it real. And get on the bus.
I think Mimi, I thought she would be the first one on time, but she was 43 minutes late. Like, what is going on there?
Okay. Convo just brought up a good point. Can I just say, Mimi had a whole montage of her. Thank you, Bravo. Of her talking about how people shouldn't be late. These heifers are late all the time. They showed a whole montage of, like, the slumber party, when she got mad at Portia for being late, when she kicked every... She wouldn't let anybody come into her Hollywood home.
Yes.
Because it was after midnight, and she's like, if you guys were here for me, you would be here before midnight.
Mm-hmm. She strolled right on.
And she was an hour late, girl. Right.
And, like, I understand that she had the whole situation with Greg, but I still think you could... either be on the phone and walk towards the car thank or just you. Be like, I don't have time for this
right
now.
It's a cell phone. It's not attached to the wall. You exactly. can argue in front of your friends. I'm sure they would like it, actually.
Yeah, just trifling.
But they did have a time difference, so maybe they overslept.
No. I'm going to give them a minute. If Candy can be on time.
Facts.
Everyone else
Candy
can be
showed
on time.
Up on time. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So she said, get everybody on the bus. So we're on the bus. And if you're going to get left, obviously, we'll see that later. But Eva wants to get Buck. This Portia thing is something, apparently. So she's bringing this up. She's bringing everything up. Tone, she said. I want to set up this tone. Character assassination?
That is the most dramatic thing I've ever heard in my entire... Character assassination was like what Phaedra did to Candy.
Thank you.
Character assassination is not being like, I'm telling everybody that you said this because you did say this. Like
Portia listed facts.
Hello, she just doesn't like being... put on blast.
I like what Portia said. She went off on Eva. Yeah. And Eva looked like a little puppy dog. I'm sorry.
Because exactly. She wasn't expecting it. She didn't know what to say. She thought she was going to get everyone on her side by, you know, calling out Portia.
Because, playing you know, the Candy victim. Feel but it was crazy. And also, she shaded Cynthia more than one time to the
hello.
Camera. So she needed to be called on it, yeah, on it anyway, exactly. regardless.
And what I also don't like is I don't like when people... are like, does anyone want to address anything? When it's really you're just setting yourself up to address something, just be a grown woman and be like, all right, I actually, since we're all together, want to bring this up. Instead of being like, does anyone
I call it drag queen time when people are late. Sorry. I just thought about that.
I was going to say CP time, but okay, you know.
There was historical reasoning for CP time.
Ooh,
but wow. not in Japan.
But not in Japan.
Well, I liked what Portia said, and she looked like a puppy, so let's get to the gong. The announcement of PJ. What do we think about this? Even Candy was
so
happy
cute.
For her.
It was so cute. I mean, she learned a little language from Japan.
She learned a word.
One word.
Ninshinchu.
Yeah, exactly.
Ninshinchu. It's about time she announced it. And it was her first trimester, so she can officially say it without being afraid that something will happen.
I really liked how Candy reacted to it. I thought, because Candy could have easily... We know Candy is not the strongest with her face expression sometimes, so I like that it was a genuine happiness. Even in her confessional, she was really sweet about it. And I was like, this is what I want from you too.
How can you hate on someone having a baby, though? Like, seriously.
I'm sure if anyone could figure out a way, it would be these housewives.
I liked it. I thought it was a truly authentic moment that was nice for everybody.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Drew brought up a good point. Candy doesn't show the best emotion. That's why I was very, very baffled. When Eva went to Candy, when her grandpa was having health problems and he was on the verge of passing away, I thought she would go to Nini since she's closer to Nini.
Well, I think...
And I feel like Nini can empathize more. She's better at giving more feelings. Like, I feel like Nini would be more maternal and loving. Like, Candy was like, oh, let me give you a hug.
But you know what? I kind of... Like, I feel like it was a moment we were able to have, like, a relatable version of Candy because I forgot that her brother... had, like, passed away when she was younger.
That's the other thing, though. She didn't even bring up AJ.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, she did.
No, she didn't. She said, my brother passed away, and then ever since then, I've been numb.
Oh, that's
done.
Right. That's
and
right.
Then I thought she would just be like, that's why I'm a little weird with death, and I thought it was very strange that she didn't say, you know, I dealt with also, like, my boyfriend dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was dramatic. We saw it on the show.
Right. Yeah.
That was, why did she not bring that
up?
But
you know, some people handle grief and trauma and can bury it down, so maybe she didn't want to just bring
those feelings
back up.
I also think maybe it just wasn't the moment. Like, I think, obviously losing a loved one in general is traumatic, but I think someone you grew up with, a family member, is, like, a little different.
Yeah.
Like, they're both equally, like, grieve and it's sad, but I think, like, family members... It's like, especially someone who's like, you look up to and is like,
I just thought because we were on the subject. You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought she was explaining herself for being like a little bit weird and not being, you know what I mean? You know, like that person that you know that you want to give a hug to, but they don't like hugs.
Yeah.
You know, you give them a hug and they're like, oh my God, get off me. Yeah. I feel like Candy's that kind of person. She's not a bad person. She's a good person.
Right.
But some people aren't very like emotionally available like that. So I thought she was given reasoning for that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm really weird with death. Like, I'm numb ever since my brother passed away and my boyfriend died. It's just a little strange.
I think also the scene wasn't necessarily, it wasn't about Candy. It was about Eva, and so I feel like Candy probably just didn't bring that up because that was something that's more recent, probably a little bit harder to talk about.
Yeah, basically.
Like it.
Yeah, I think maybe she did want to stick to family. I just thought it was weird since she was kind of going back, you know?
Yeah.
You go all the way back to childhood.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with you on that one.
You're missing a little blimp.
And Spencer in the chat said that Eva came to Candy's room for a drink, so that does kind of make sense that she would go to Candy's room to get alcohol.
Well, Nini drinks, too.
That's true.
All right. Well, I just thought it was a little weird. I don't want to, like, beat Candy down. We'll do that later. I'm just kidding. No, I just thought it was a little bit strange that, you know, it's a little bit weird when it comes to Eva. Usually we feel like we can predict kind of like the behavior, but she is just playing off the cuff. I don't understand her strategy. I don't see, and I don't understand where she stands with the women.
Well, that's what I felt like with Eva. She was pushing a relationship now to make it seem like she and Candy are close, the same way she made it seem like she and Nini were close. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she's trying to foster these relationships with the women that aren't really that authentic. So that's why it's like, why are you all of a sudden talking?
Keep it natural.
She needs it. I think she's trying so hard to keep her peach that she has to do that.
I would say at least she's trying. It was like Kim Fields, the one season she was on, she wasn't even trying to stick around.
But you know what, though? Even though Kim Fields was only on for one season, like, if we go back, I can name, like, three or four scenes where I was just like,
I loved Kim Fields.
It wasn't for her. It wasn't for her.
The business.
It was too funny.
You know, like, it's bad, it's also good. Like, I'm not saying, like, she's iconic for those kind of reasons, but there are some things that are going to go down in history with Kim Fields attached to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we dragged her down.
Yeah.
And she's a working actress, and, you know, Kenya Moore just...
That's why I think it wasn't the show for her, because you don't want to bring your legacy down. She just needs to let it go.
But it's this type of TV, though. She is a scripted actress, and we do any type of reality television, because Kenya did this to Vivica Fox on The Apprentice. She ripped her down, too. Vivica Fox is responsible for million-dollar blockbuster feature films.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
and Kenya Moore treated her like a bag of dirt. So, that's sister against sister, so I don't know. Let's talk about something sacred, like the temples in Japan. People's moods are off. Poor Aya is like, please calm down before we get there. She literally said, everybody calm down, which was kind of great.
I love her.
I love her. And I really like the horoscopes. I love this whole thing of the temple. I want to go to Japan, y'all.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
It was like
so gorgeous.
A thing with fortune cookies without the fortune cookie. It was just like, cool.
Fortune wall. It was like a fortune wall.
I think, yeah, that's what it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was really sweet, though, and I like that everyone, I don't know if producers made that happen. They probably did. But I like that everyone's fortunes kind of tied in with what was
I wanted to think that it was natural.
I would like to think it was natural.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe you know Anaya was not playing it. Or is that how you say her name?
No, she was playing it.
Well, I'm saying she wouldn't let the production, like, switch it out, I don't think.
I don't know. She seemed like she was running the show. Let us pray. I feel like everyone kind of needed to pray. So, you know, we prayed about Greg. We prayed about Nene's, we prayed about PJ. But it's grub time. But first, once again, Nene just shaded Tanya. But what she didn't know, that Tanya was going to clap back. Ooh. But she didn't actually clap back. I feel like she was totally in reasoning. She was simply asking, questioning Nene, like, what's up with the comments? Like, I've just noticed two or three comments. Well, it's not that deep. Well, if it's not that deep, how come you keep making comments? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nene tends to, whenever there's an issue at home, she tends to attack anyone else with that, like, in that same, not same situation, but with that same, like, thing going on. So, like, Tanya obviously has, like, the whole marriage situation. Nene is struggling with hers. And so it's like she's kind of, she saw a weak moment there and just kind of latched onto it and, like, flipped out for no reason.
For some reason, I feel like ever since that swag boutique thing, Tanya is never, can't come back. Like, yeah. I don't think she's coming back anytime soon, at least.
And Nene brought her into the group.
I know, but Nene is, like, not having it.
I think she's going to have to do, like, a shopping spree at the swag boutique for her to make it right.
She's very pissed. And here's what I don't get. Like, this is what I don't like about Nene. I hate when she doesn't own it.
Yeah.
She's on the after show. I saw her talking about, it's not that deep. I'm not even mad about the low high thing. Like, obviously, like, if you're going to put my brand against Christian Louboutin, yeah, that's a high low, but it's not a low to the average person. And, like, I get it, but, like,
I get why she was upset, but I don't understand why she's holding on to that. I feel like that's why she's anything Tanya does.
Let's just be upset about it. Let's just be like, look, I've worked really, really hard to create something. Yeah, I'm not no Christian Dior, but I am a freaking woman that is putting my stuff out there, and I would like some support. Like, that was not nice.
But she even said she's doing subliminals all season.
But she's not even designing this stuff. Christian Louboutin is one thing because it's a designer that's designing something. She's just reselling wholesale items.
Do you all think that maybe Nene doesn't like Tanya because she kind of was bringing Tanya in as like a wing woman and Tanya has more like HBIC vibes?
Yeah, that might be it.
Because she's very effortlessly likable. And I feel like,
I like Tanya.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like everyone gets along with her. I feel like she's, you know,
I didn't at first.
She's lavish. Like, she has, you know, because that was Nene's thing for a minute. It was Nene had more coin than everybody else, or Nene, you know, came off like she had more coin than everyone else. Because Candy's, like, kind of subtle with her coin. Like, she has a lot, but she's not, like, flaunting it. But I feel like Tanya has, like, HBIC potential, and I don't think Nene likes it, and I don't think Nene expected it.
Well, Nene got mad at everybody, and here's what I don't get. Like, I would get mad if everyone chimed in, which they should have. Like, no one said anything. I would have been like, girl, like, if I was sitting next to Nene, I would have been like, boo, like, relax.
I'm not telling Nene.
Like,
I'm sitting there and eating my food.
No, I'm sorry. Like, you gotta say something. If they clap at you, I'm like, I'm staying out of this one.
Right.
But, I mean, sometimes it takes a little outside perspective to go, yo, if it's not that deep, like, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Or just be upset about it and be like, you know what? That was rude. So let's just hash it out now. I hate when she can't own it. I hate when they don't own it.
Yeah, I do too. Especially when you just roll the clip back.
Roll it back.
Right.
Y'all remember Jill Zarin, Real Housewives of New York City? Rewind the tape. Rewind. And Andy would be like, there's no tape. It's digital. And we can't just, like, rewind it. It's not a cassette, Jill Zarin. Come on, guys. Bravo Historian. Right here. I know that's it so all. Funny. Let's talk about predictions, because you know what? Don't cross the OG, because you're going to get clapped back.
And now, you're after Buzz.
If you're the OG, you're going to get left if you're late again. Let's talk about this next episode. Nene is going to be late again. She gets left. Mm-hmm. She gets pissed. This sushi dinner is not over. There's more yelling. It gets really nasty. When Nene is like, I don't give up, it's just so dirty and it's just up here, and we're all, like, down here. Like, girl, we're eating sashimi. Have a piece of salmon. You'll feel better. All right, predictions. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, we all know that every time they have a trip, it never goes well. Somebody's going to fight. You know, next episode is going to be all hell breaks loose. That's what we already know.
I even though Nene is like blowing up right now, I would really like to see her kind of have a vulnerable moment with everyone and just kind of talk about what's going on.
I think it's coming.
See, like, a nice sisterhood moment. Maybe I'm being,
on you the know, trip or after the trip?
I would like to see it on the trip. And I would like to see, like, them... I'd like to see some nice moments in Japan.
I would like to see that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Fingers crossed.
All right. I think that Eva and Marla are going to go toe-to-toe. And I think... Wait. I don't remember what season it was, but there was another season where Marla got into a fight on a trip. So I love to see Marla fight her on
Portia.
Trips.
Her Portia. Okay, so here's the thing. These Housewives trips are iconic. There's always fighting. It sets the tone. We always know that a trip is what sets everything after the mid-season trailer. Like, it really wraps up the season. So I really hope that from here, it is nothing but, like, straight shooting. I want fights. I want to see Candy's dungeon. Like, we didn't really get into it. We just saw Nene and Portia laugh for about 25 minutes. I want them to give me more. I feel like I've just had an appetizer, and I want a little bit more from these ladies. So I need them to give it to me. We're on episode 12, ladies.
Give it to us. Come on.
Give it to us. Start owning it and start fighting, like, dirty. Let's get into our...
Bring Kenya back.
Let's do our tweets. Let's do our tweets. See what people are talking about on the internet. Tweet me, Hollywood Lynn.
I hate it. I hate it every week.
She doesn't like my jingle. Make sure that if you want your tweet featured on AfterBuzz TV, if you want it featured on our show, make sure to tweet me. At Hollywood Leon, AfterBuzz TV, or the girls, and we'll put it on. It's got to be a good tweet, though. It's got to be about the show, and it's got to be shady. I believe this is my tweet, so I'm going to take it off. It's from a King's World, and he says, "That is my life partner. Tread very lightly on that forever part. I don't really care. I don't really care. Wow, Nene is nasty. Nene be so jealous of people. It's sad."
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, like, the people in the audience, it's just uncomfortable. We're not liking the way Nene's coming off. Kind of dirty, kind of nasty. So nasty and so rude. Let's move on to the next tweet.
This is a tweet I found. And you know what? I tried to tweet her and let her know that we were going to feature her. She deleted it. So she's not owning her shadiness either. Oh, no. Whatever. Your name is Calhoun. I think Nene is overwhelmed in her role with Greg as a caretaker. This has nothing to do with Tanya. It seems like she is projecting.
That's what I said. I agree with you, girl.
Yeah. Well, that can be very well it, you know, when you are stressing at home or stressing at work. It can go into all avenues of your life. So make sure. Do some balanced yoga. Have a cocktail.
Hello.
Puff on that Georgia peach weeds in the backyard. This is from Jay's reality blog, Convo Go.
Yes, Candy finally said one nice thing about Portia this season, that she's smart.
She said nice things.
Oh, what else did she say?
She said that
yay
she was
for
smart,
the baby.
Yay for the baby, and then the tattoo thing. And I was like, wow.
So too. She did too.
Look at God.
I believe there's one last tweet. Yes, the Candy Burlesque. So this is from Reality TV Bliss, one of my favorite people to interact with on Twitter about Real Housewives. And they are saying Candy is doing a burlesque dominatrix variety because what does IRL mean?
In real life.
Thank you, millennials. In real life, she's an admitted sex freak. Her history is very long with men and women. I don't know why she's trying to pass it off as mocking what Portia said. She probably does have a sex dungeon.
Didn't I just say that earlier?
Let the freak flag fly.
Let it fly. Let's own it. Let's let everybody know. Let's express ourselves. Madonna, Lady Gaga, they're all talking about it.
It's all good if it's two consensual adults, I feel like. Just be a freak. Yes. You're married. You got your husband. Do whatever you want to do, girl.
Let's get into our news and gossip. It is lit.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Up first, Portia posted this on Instagram, and I thought it was amusing because I caught on to it way too quickly. But you guys in the chat and the comments, let me know how quickly you all figured it out.
Drew, for the people that are listening to us, what are we doing right here?
It says, Portia posted on Instagram. It says, she's crazy if she understands this. And it's a bunch of letters. For those of you who aren't crazy, no fear, I am. And it says, I don't give a F what a B got to say about me. I know what the F I did and what the F I didn't do.
Sadly,
I definitely knew it too.
Yeah, I knew it right away because I'm crazy.
Crazy.
I only knew some of the words.
Erica only got some of it. Next, we have Kenya with this adorable picture of Brooklyn. They look so cute. She's getting so big so quickly.
Baby Daily.
Love it. I'm so happy for her.
We want Kenya back.
Yes.
And then this next photo is of Shamari with her
sister.
I love the McDonald's logo on the back.
And they're at the Trumpet Awards.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
And I thought she looked really good.
Yeah.
She does look good, obviously.
Her stylist is working.
She has a stylist.
Yes,
now.
I was like, this is a look, Marlo. Yeah, Marlo's gagging.
Who is this?
This is Tone Capone.
Yes, from Chicago.
From Chi-Town. This is Phaedra's new boo. This is the one that Claudia Jordan was saying had another boo. And so this was his response to it. He said, not for everybody, just for her. So
this is a picture of Portia and her new boo. Phaedra and her new boo.
So then Phaedra posted this photo and just in response to what Claudia said, and her caption says, what he said. Nene says, smize, bitch. And Phaedra in response said, yes, sis, when the dry and thirsty, try it, honey.
Ooh, so Phaedra Claudia knows how to pick them, y'all.
Claudia,
when I tell
it's
you,
been so long. Who's Claudia? I'm just kidding.
Right.
And then next, obviously, it was Aaliyah's 40th birthday this past week. So Candy posted this really sweet throwback, and I don't know, I loved it. I love Aaliyah, I love Candy. I thought this was a super.
Are you guys watching Foxy the Brown, R. Kelly thing?
Yes, it is.
Did you not see Foxy in the photo?
Yes.
You left her off.
I love Foxy Brown.
I'm trying to stay on topic. And then lastly, Candy is currently on Celebrity Big Brother.
Ooh,
so make
24
sure,
hours a day.
Yes, make sure you guys are watching that. We do have an after show for it, so you guys should check it out. And
yes, make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels and we'll shout you out. Just make sure to leave a comment. We have all sorts of after shows here for sci-fi, drama, your favorite reality shows. And I'm going to be having a show coming out about all things Bravo, so make sure to stay tuned for that announcement.
I'm excited for that for you.
Yes, that was a freaking good news section, Drew.
Thank you.
Go, Drew.
Good job.
Candy on Big Brother, what do we think about that? 24 hours a day. Do you think that she is going to make it lit?
I saw a clip of her getting annoyed by some of the cast members, and she just looked like she wants to get out of there. She wants to talk to Todd. She was like, why are you talking to me? Why are you in my face? The guy was doing some annoying
things.
She's
like, I'm too rich to be stuck
in
this house.
That's what I'm saying. She's not going to last long because she's going to be like, I'm good.
She was I'm totally the there to for Tamar Braxton, actually, because Tamar's crazy.
Get your luck. Get to life. That is our after show. Make sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Make sure to check me out on HBO's Camping. Make sure to check me out next Sunday night. I'll be covering Rent live on Fox for AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys. Thank you for checking out our after show. My girls.
And I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece. You can also check me out on Love & Hip Hop New York and Love & Hip Hop Miami. You know I keep it real with all the reality shows.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And make sure to tune in to Black Ink Chicago because we have a really special guest in the building. So,
what's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in Dora, Edwards.
Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.